July 29th is the day when bikers hit the road and help save farmland. Tour de Farm, now in its third year, is a recreational bicycle ride organized by ASA and Saratoga Plan in partnership with Saratoga National Historical Park. The tour showcases the scenic working landscapes and historical sites surrounding the park and highlights the work the two organizations are doing to protect them. To tell us more, we welcome Terry Patchick, Executive Director of the Agricultural Stewardship Association, and Maria Trapka, Director of Saratoga Plan. Welcome to you both. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good morning.
For Tour de Farm, this is year number three. How did this begin, and was it always a partnership?
Well, actually, it's probably number six for ASA. We first started off in Cambridge area, but then Saratoga Plan and the Agriculture Stewardship Association started working together on an organization called Saratoga Washington on the Hudson Partnership, and we started working. It had to do with protecting land around the Saratoga battlefield. And as you know, Washington County is in the viewshed of the battlefield, right, as well as a large part of Saratoga County. And so that's how we started working on this. We decided to partner, and we've been doing it. This is our third year.
And how is the partnership working out?
It's great. We really rely on our student interns. Ali Wingerter this year was our intern who put it together.
We're on the radio right here.
That's right. Yes. That's right. And she's worked for both organizations since early spring to put this together.
And putting it together means what? For bikers, there are options here, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
There's a recreational ride for people who are not as experienced. They can ride for 15 miles, stop at three farms along the way, and learn about sheep farming, cow farming, and cow manure composting. And
always the most popular stuff.
And taste samples from local farms as refreshments along the way. And then at the end, we have a big picnic at the Hand Melon Farm for all the bikers. And the long ride is 35 miles. And they go across the river into the Saratoga battlefield and stop at McMahon Horse Farm, the Schuyler House. There'll be a historic encampment this year in the battlefield, so they can stop and learn about that along the way.
And on the way back, they actually stop on the eastern side on Quincy Farm, which is a farm we just protected with the Open Space Institute. It's a 49-acre farm directly across from the battlefield, and it's an organic vegetable operation.
Gorgeous. And of course, well, the battlefield is beautiful. I mean, just going through there, that's really nice. So for the people, but is it just for, can other people do this if you're not biking? Can you sort of meet the bikers? Do you know what I mean? Like they're going to be stopping or?
Yeah, they'll stop at each of these farms and there'll be volunteers helping them turn safely, or if there's a place where drivers can't see them. So we need a lot of volunteers to help with the lunch and the stops, as well as to be road marshals.
So here's my question. So you're biking, and for bike enthusiasts, are they anxious to then get off the bike and find out about manure?
Some of them are and some of them aren't.
Right.
Some of them fly by and others don't, but they always want to stop for water.
Okay,
and
that's
good. Where we have them stop at the farm for water,
then.
And we got them.
Yeah.
And actually, we get so many wonderful comments from people who say, my favorite part of this was stopping at the farms and having a chance to meet the farmers, finding out how they grew the blueberries or whatever. And it's just, they love it. Now, there's others that they just whip through, but this is really a recreational ride, whether you do the short loop or the long route.
It's not a race. We have to emphasize that.
Please, no wagering. How ultimately does it help the two organizations?
Well, the proceeds from this support our mission, and so that is the best way it can help our organization. But really, it helps promote what we do. A lot of people had no idea all of the work. You know, we've protected almost 3,500 acres in Easton alone, and Saratoga Plan has protected a lot on the other side of the river, and so that you really, really get a chance to talk about the work that we're doing, and it's a lot of fun too.
Are your missions basically the same, or do they differ?
They differ slightly in that the Agricultural Stewardship Association is really focused on farmland,
yeah.
and Saratoga Plan goes a little bit beyond farmland. It protects also protects natural areas and trail corridors, and it helps communities with municipal planning.
Right, because there's a little more growth going on in those communities.
Yeah, fastest growing county in New York State for the last 10 years. So
is
our,
that good or bad?
It's a mix.
Yeah, yeah. And you cover all the whole county?
Yes.
Okay, and so do you, right?
We cover Washington and Rensselaer counties.
Right, okay. But the whole county.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
This seems to be something that is catching on generally with people, though, right? I mean, this concept is easier to explain, I think, than it used to be.
I think definitely. And it's also very easy because there's such a strong connection now with local food
yeah.
and local farms. And so it's easy to talk about it, and people understand and they appreciate where their food comes from. So, we have a win-win in that respect.
And in Saratoga, for the natural areas as well?
Yes, definitely. We're developing quite a trail system throughout the county and connecting it, and people are using it for both recreation and increasingly for transportation, for getting from one place to another by bike or foot.
When do you know that it's time for you to get involved?
When we get that phone call, and feel that first phone call, whether it's from a municipality or from a landowner who wants to talk about conservation options.
Hmm. Do you drive along and say, oh boy, I don't want anything to happen to that, and then do you try to head them off at the pass in some cases?
You mean proactively
yes.
reach out? Oh, certainly, certainly.
Yeah.
We hold workshops for landowners to learn about it, or sometimes we'll go out and contact landowners directly. If they're a critical piece, that we're trying to aggregate land in certain areas so that farmers make good farming neighbors, and it's good to have farms that are, an aggregation in one area.
So, Tara, if you see 250 acres going up for sale and you see the for sale sign, then that's something that you can look into then, right?
Yeah, we can. We usually wait for the landowner to come and talk to us, unless it's in an area, like she said, is a critical, right next to protected farmland. Then we would take action.
Yeah. And what are the challenges? Or give me a sense of what people could be potential hang-ups for people.
Well, money.
Yeah.
Is a big challenge, finding the funding.
Oh, that.
Yes, oh, that. Finding the funding that you need to make these things happen.
Right.
It's not that easy, especially at this time when state funding has been cut so drastically. We have so many people knocking on our door wanting to participate in the program, but for the lack of money, we can't really service all of them. We've come up with some creative ways to do it. Like, for instance, we just finished protecting Denison Farm and Quincy Farm, and you're working on the Foster Sheep Farm, where we use federal funding, private funding, reach out to the local community and do fundraising for the remaining amount that we need to raise. But it's still not enough for the demand that's out there.
And the demand is growing. And do you think then that funding will, is there any optimism that funding will come with that demand?
Certainly, we can't do this without optimism. We
yeah.
have to, look for the future. And we're hoping that these current public budgetary problems are cyclical and will bounce back eventually. I mean, it is something that people want. And if there is funding available, we're certainly hoping that the elected officials will refund these programs.
We actually have a lot of support for this, both at the state and federal level.
Mm. Which helps.
It does help.
You can find out more information about the Tour de Farm, which takes place July 29th from and back to the Hand Melon Farm in Greenwich, New York. And there is, that's a beautiful farm. That's a gorgeous
place. It is
place.
A gorgeous farm. I was just
yeah.
out there yesterday. Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
The John and the group do a fine job. Yes, why don't you, and then you have a bunch of sponsors that
yes,
are, make this
do.
Possible as well. They help pay the bills.
They do, and we're very appreciative to Blue Sky Bicycles, Chobani, Cabot Creamery, and Curran Compliance Services.
And they help in that.
They provide funding.
Making it all possible.
Yes.
To find out more information, you can go to agstewardship.org, agstewardship.org, or saratogaplan.org, saratogaplan.org. Terry and Maria, I thank you very much for your hard work. I hope you have a wonderful day on the 29th and continued good luck in your efforts.
Thank you very much,
Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.